Thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we preview the upcoming state softball tournament. We started off with a visit with Coach Vanderpool from out at Western Boone. So let's welcome in now from Lebanon High School, Robert Archambault, to give us his thoughts, not just on the season that's the regular season that's wrapping up, but what he expects out of the tournament. Robert, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, it's great to have you back with us to talk Lady Tigers softball. I know it was just a couple days ago that you had your senior night, so let's start with that. Tell me about your seniors and what they've meant to the program over these years that you've been the head coach there at Lebanon.
Sure. This is my fourth year at Lebanon. Very excited about the future for our seniors that just enjoyed their senior night in a 12-2 victory over Crawfordsville. Seniors Abby Johnson and Charlie Elby, Kylie Ottinger, and Kiana Richards. Those four seniors have been captains for the program for multiple years. They will all be attending different universities and colleges to focus on their academic goals and aspirations. We also had senior Maddie Faulkner, and then also senior Emma Freed. So six seniors in all. All did a very nice job throughout their career at Lebanon High School. And as the athletic department says, once a Tiger, always a Tiger. So we're very excited about them and what they brought to the program and the legacy they will leave there and all the lessons. And we wish them the best in their future endeavors. So very exciting time for them. One journey ends and another one begins.
Yep, that is for sure. Well, you look at what these young ladies have been able to do for you this season. Let's start with the overall record of 23-6. 29 games, that's a lot of games when you consider the spring season and you never know if you're going to be able to get all the games in. You did a great job getting 29 games in. How were you able to do it?
Well, it's a lot of pressure on Athletic Director Phil Levine. Constant phone calls, emails, lots of things to really get those games in for us and to really get focused on putting it forth the best product in sectionals. All joking aside, Phil Levine in the athletic office really has helped with the focus of making sure softball is competing and working hard and getting those games in. And we were just creative. We kind of had backup plans and we saw rain coming, and we had a lot of rain this season. And at the end of the day, we were able to put together a schedule that not only gave our athletes the opportunity to compete, but also give us the opportunity to get our max games in across the IHSA. I think there'll be less than 10 teams that do that, if 10 teams, and we'll be one of them. And hopefully those experiences will get us to a place where we can give our sectional the best Lebanon program possible. 23 victories is fantastic. All that credit goes to the girls and their hard work in the winter and their ability to continue to focus on our program and the goals that we set for ourselves. And then they put those goals to work in every single game. And 23-6, fantastic result for a really great group of girls.
You know, as you look at the schedule, you stayed away from a long losing streak. I think the most games you ever lost were back-to-back games. You did that once, and fortunately that was against a conference opponent, Tri-West. But you avoided the losing streak, and that's huge, isn't it?
Absolutely is. I've never heard of that Tri-West program. I'll have to learn more about them. But yes, I think that focusing on rebounding was a very positive asset that our girls really saw, and they knew that losses were going to come. You know, the truth of the matter is, and I've said this before to many people, Lebanon had a fantastic season. I don't have one college-bound senior and I don't have one college-bound senior or junior at this point. My pitching staff consists of a hardworking sophomore and a hardworking freshman for varsity. And in terms of travel ball, I only have three or four girls that play travel ball. So when you put those things together in a recipe for success, typically the teams that are 23-6, the whole team's playing travel ball. You know, you have multiple college-bound seniors and juniors, and you have, you know those really older kids in the circle. I don't have any of those things, and the Tigers were still able to put together a winning recipe. I think that just shows how great our kids are. I really think that in rebounding after a couple losses gives us some experience we need. The many games against very tough opponents, we were losing going into the end of the game. We were able to construct a plan to finish the game and in a way that we were the victor. So there's a lot of lessons this season taught us, and having those max games really is a massive benefit for us. Where a lot of teams only got 15, 16 games in, we had 20, you know, we 23 and 6, that's a lot of games to figure a lot of things out, to gain a lot of experiences, to enjoy a lot of memories. So all in all, I think I'm very proud of what the result of the season was, and we have a big goal in mind for sectional to compete as best as possible and try to get past Tri-West. I know it'll take a fantastic game, but I've got a fantastic group, so I trust that we're going to give it our all.
What'd you think of Sagamore Conference play this year?
I think the Sagamore play was different. I think that I'm a very big fan of a lot of the coaches that have come in Mackenzie Landrum in Crawfordsville. Mercedes had a different group than we've seen in a long time out of Frankfort. I thought she did a good job of challenging them and getting them ready. Dan Taylor at Southmont is always competitive regardless of the type of group he has. He's done a great job. Mike Vanderpool is a whiz kid and should be paid triple his salary at Western Boone. For is a very small group, but is still able to really put through fantastic softball. Mike Miller over at Tri-West has been able to sustain excellence through his program, and that's just a credit to what he sees long term. And so there's a lot of really, really great things. Coach Early over at North Montgomery, I believe they're close to 10 wins. That's absolutely fantastic. He's doing really good things. So I think it's a mixed bag in terms of results. You look at it, I think some will say that the conference was down, but I think it was down across multiple sports throughout the year. What I would say out of the conference is that it's the working man's conference in our last days, if you will, as some schools are shifting focus. But at the end of the day, I think you saw some good softball multiple times during the season. You saw a growing group of girls trying to achieve goals. And coaches really challenging their kids, not so much to win, but to grow, learn, and create memories. And I think where the conference is right now, that's exactly what our focus should be.
Again, we're talking Lady Tigers softball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So let's go ahead and transition now to the tournament. What were your thoughts when you saw the draw? Were you happy getting the bye and in the position where you have one game to win to make it to the championship?
Yeah, I've been called lots of different names by multiple people about our draw. The draw for Lebanon has been extremely favorable the last three seasons. And as a as someone who believes in luck and believes that good things happen and hard work works and things of that nature, I'm very happy with our draw. I think that we have to really focus. Crawfordsville gave us a really nice game on senior night. And they have grown tremendously since the beginning of the season. Monrovia, I know very little about, but I know that she's the head coach I coached at Cascade when she was there as a pitcher, and then she took her skills to St. Francis, and now she's at Monrovia doing really good things. So I think that I do like our draw. I do like what we're gonna what we could possibly accomplish with our draw, but all roads go through Tri-West, and our girls know that. And although we are understanding of kind of what our road is, especially the senior group and the junior group, they want more, and they want to keep playing, and they want to see more competition, and they want to make this season as long as possible. So I'm really hoping for a favorable game if we should get past the semis. As you know, anything can happen on any day in softball. If a pitcher's off or if the hitting game is off, there's a lot of things we can look for in the game. But no matter what we do, Tri-West is going to expect nothing but excellence from us. So we're going to have to be ready to pay that price in excellence and work hard.
What's the facility like there at Tri-West? I know they've had some work done over there.
They've had some cosmetic surgery, if you will, lately. And that school has done a fantastic job of putting together a beautiful complex. Coach Miller and company should be extremely proud of all the work that's been done over there. It is very nice. The fields are absolutely beautiful, and we are very excited to go to them this year. And I believe, if my memory serves me right, the sectional may come back to Lebanon when our complex is ready. But we're very excited. We went over there for our regular season game, and The hospitality was fantastic. The field is great. The setup is really ideal for a competitive type of tournament or a sectional, if you will. So we're really excited. It really, really nice complex.
And your place, I think we can call that big mound of dirt, Mount Lebanon. How are things going with the future softball field there?
The future is looking bright in terms of grounds and facilities at Lebanon High School. The Lebanon school community, the board, everyone who was involved in that decision did a great service to the softball community and a great decision made for great softball. It's going to, they're really moving and grooving over there. And I'm excited about what the future brings for a complex, but I can't help but to be super focused on the sectional as this is what I call a cycle year for me. I started at Lebanon 4 years ago, so I've had these kids for 4 years, and I think it would be a really nice send-off for their college journey to maybe win that sectional or give the best game possible to Tri-West in that sectional. So the complex looks great, but our girls are really focused on what are we going to do on those Tri-West fields.
Robert, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck to you and the girls, and we'll see you over at Tri-West Tuesday night.
I look forward to seeing you, friend. Thank you for having me today. Very kind.
You're very welcome. Robert Archimbault with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk Lady Tigers softball. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.